the GW Universe Toolbox 2, Constraining the Binary Black Hole Population with Second and Third Generation Detectors, by Xu Yi et al. We employ the method used by the GW Universe Toolbox to generate a synthetic catalog of detection of stellar mass binary black hole, BBH, mergers. We study advanced LIGO, ALIGO, and Einstein Telescope, ET, as two representatives for the second and third generation GW observatories, and study how GW observations of BBHs can be used to constrain the merger rate as function of redshift and masses. We also simulate the observations from a detector that is half as sensitive as the ET at design, which represents an early phase of ET. Two methods are used to obtain the constraints on the source population properties from the catalogs. 1. Parametric differential merger rate model and applies a Bayesian inference on the parameters, and 2. Non-parametric and uses weighted kernel density estimators. The results show the overwhelming advantages of the third-generation detector over the second generation for the study of BBH population properties, especially at a redshifts higher than 2, where the merger rate is believed to peak. With the simulated ALIGO catalog, the parametric Bayesian method can still give some constraints on the merger rate density and mass function beyond its detecting horizon, while the non-parametric method lose the constraining ability completely there. We also find that, despite the numbers of detection of the half ET can be easily compatible with full ET after a longer observation duration, the catalog from the full ET can still give much better constraints on the population properties, due to its smaller uncertainties on the physical parameters of the GW events. This was the GW Universe Toolbox 2, Constraining the Binary Black Hole Population with Second and Third Generation Detectors, by Xu Yi et al.